Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, July 23rd, the year of our Lord 2023, and it is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. It's a joy to welcome you here to the podcast once again, and if it's your first time visiting with us here, welcome. Again, it's a joy to have you here. If the podcast sounds a bit different to you, it's because I'm in a different location. I actually happen to be on my back porch today. Got booted out of the sanctuary to accommodate a special service that's going on. And there is a bit of renovation going on in the house, so you may hear the sound of construction in the background. But we will persevere. So let's do what is our custom here at the podcast. To first begin by celebrating the gift of life itself, by taking in the breath of life, calling to mind those things that are the best, the good things, the gifts, the people that just light us up inside, good opportunities that have come our way, miracles great and small. Turn your face toward the sky and breathe. Call these things to mind. Give thanks to God for it all. And in this posture, in this state of mind, let's begin together in worship. Join with me in the opening prayer as printed in your bulletin. You can find that bulletin just below where you found today's podcast. I believe the tab actually says sermon notes, but just click on that little icon and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. O sovereign God, in Jesus Christ, you set your holy reign upon this earth and within your people. So let its coming be like the mustard seed that grows into greatness and like the leaven that mixes with the grain, until the whole becomes greater to the praise of the triune God who lives forevermore. Amen. Gospel reading comes from Matthew's Gospel in the 13th chapter, verses 24 through 30, and then we jump ahead to verses 36 through 43. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field, but while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of the kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. Gracious, merciful, great God Almighty, we call out to you and we pray. We give you thanks for the gift of your word alive and among us. And we pray that you would join us here in this time of prayer and contemplation, that we would hear the word you have for your church and for each and every one of us as individual members of this church body. Save us from distraction and misinterpretation. We pray all of this in Jesus' name and say, Amen. Again this week, we have a story of a sower sowing seeds. Last week, it was about the quality of the soil where these seeds landed. This week, we're pretty assured that we're looking at a very rich field, a sower that is sowing seeds for wheat. Those seeds are planted, and it seems that all is well. We just have to water them and tend them and let them grow. Well, as the story goes, something happens. Weeds show up unexpectedly amidst the wheat. It's a head-scratcher for the laborers, but the sower of the seed knows exactly what's happened. An enemy has come and sown weeds, tares, thorns, into his field of wheat. And Jesus goes on to explain this parable to his disciples. I think it's interesting for me right now as I stand on my back porch and look out into my yard, which at the moment is quite green. It's got a lovely lawn space and gardens, a variety of plants. But ever since we bought this house, I've been reminded about how much work it is to keep things orderly, to keep them neat, to eliminate the weeds, to prevent the weeds, to take the time to go in and pull the weeds, especially when the weeds are infiltrating another plant, like we have in this story. I mean, last week I mentioned this big, beautiful, poisonous tree that's growing up in the middle of the yard. And my instinct is first for just to tear it out, which I'd like to do. But if I just tear it out, there's going to be a big hole where it used to be, and what to do with that space, and how do I properly dispose of this thing that is, I guess, pretty nasty to deal with. It takes care and patience. It takes care and patience to tend to a garden. And while we might impulsively want to attack a weed or some kind of a pest, go find out what some kind of a pesticide or an herbicide to deal with it. But you have to be careful, because you don't want to damage the plants around it. And then there's just the whole notion of why do this to begin with? To my eye, it's beautiful. But when you consider turf grass in particular, there is a futility about it. There's a lot of time and money and effort that folks, including me, spend on maintaining a lawn. And I've had lawns at different houses in different parts of the country when we lived in the Midwest. We have dandelions here, but we had a lot of dandelions in Michigan where I lived and in the Chicago area. And I used to, in the spring, do all the treatments, the four-step treatments, get the weed and feed down, try to control the dandelions. And I loved when the lawn was thick and green and well-cut and trimmed. I just love the way that looks. In one place we lived, I had a neighbor that he didn't care about any of that stuff. And maybe he was the wise one. He had a bumper crop of dandelions. And I never mentioned it to him, but I knew full well that when the dandelions sprouted in my yard, I knew the source of those dandelions that would come in, and I would go through methodically, try to pull them out or spot kill them with weed killer. And it just, some of it feels like it connects to what Jesus is saying today about maintaining something good, but being patient and methodical when something unwanted springs up into the thing that's good, and to take some time with it so that we don't disrupt what's growing that is good in our haste to eliminate the thing that we don't want, that's unwanted. Jesus makes this a parable between good and evil. And if we do a little reading and study about good and evil, that evil, this devil, isn't just some malevolent co-equal of God, some rival force against God. It is that evil is the absence of good. It's the places where good has been pushed away, or where the good has been deprived. It's the kind of soil that doesn't get tilled or tended, where the resources necessary for it to produce haven't been provided. And so it's not compatible with the good. It's not compatible with life. And so it takes time. Now Jesus points us to the eschaton, to the end time, when everything will be put right. But we are here in the present time, and he calls us to persevere and to be patient and wise, that as we try to produce good things in our lives, we try our level best in our careers and in our homes and in our families to sow these good seeds, trusting that they will reap something good. And when it's threatened, oftentimes we can instinctively and reflexively and impulsively react to eliminate it. And Jesus says, hold on a minute. Don't act in such haste that you undo the good that you're trying to do. And it's a funny thing, too, about turf grass and dandelions. Because if you look a little closer, as pleasing, at least to my eye, as a rich, green, well-striped lawn is, if there were ever a food shortage crisis where I needed to forage in my own backyard for something to eat, I wouldn't find a lick of it, at least not in my lawn. But the neighbor back in the Midwest who had a bumper crop of dandelions, the dandelion is nutritious from its root to its flower. Had he hauled off and pulled out all his dandelions and done what I have done, created a rich green lawn in his yard, and then some crisis came along and he was unable to feed himself, and he would look out in his green lawn and go, I pulled out all my dandelions in haste. Now, that's a rough analogy, even if it is analogous to what Jesus is saying. I guess its relation is in the pausing and waiting and being thoughtful in how it is we deal with problems, with weeds that pop up in our garden. That sometimes there are things that we need. There are evils. There are places that are absent of good that we need to be patient with for a time. And maybe to expand the parable a bit, that they might call us to pay attention to what's growing in our own garden, our understanding of whether or not it's good. And if after further examination it is deemed good, how can I help the person who's having trouble producing good things in their own yard, their own life? How is it that I can be patient with them, come alongside? What might that challenge pull up in me? Being challenged in certain ways, might it force me to dig deep in my faith, in my strength, in my patience, to find the best of myself, so that in the midst of what some enemy might have met for evil, God uses for good? Again, Jesus tells these parables to get us to think. So maybe today, if you live in a place where you could sit in a backyard or look out the window at a garden, maybe read this parable. Sip on a nice glass of iced tea or lemonade. Listen to the birds. Try to name those things that are good. Point out a few things that are threatening to that good. And ask God to show you the difference between the two and how you might be able to tend in faith to both of them. You'll find that the answers you get are good, that they will lead you to good news. To which I say, amen. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks for the gift of this day, for the gifts of life and love and family, for the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Father, we confess that we get it wrong a lot. We walk in the opposite direction. We do the things we ought not to do, even though we know better. We sin. But you promise that when we confess these things to you, when we come clean, when we stand back up, that you'll help us dust ourselves off and to walk anew the path that you have laid before us. This is who we are. And so we pray that you would make us agents of your grace, that you would bless us with the patience that we need, the wisdom that we need, the faith that we need, the courage and the strength, so that we might really learn something from you, that we might be patient enough to see how things develop, to watch them grow through your eyes, and to know when it is time for contemplation and when it is time for action. And we pray for the leaders and the influencers and the powerful people of this world, God, that you would be their inspiration, their guide, and their light. You would humble them, teach them, so that they might be agents of grace and peace. And for the folks that just feel invisible sometimes, or those who would much rather just operate behind the scenes, God, I pray, bring your blessings upon all of them. Show each and every man, woman, and child their worth in your eyes. And we take a moment, God, to offer you our individual prayer lists, our joys and our concerns. So we'll make quiet space here to offer you these prayers. And as people with ears to hear, we will listen for your answers. We break our silence. We give you thanks for the gifts of peace and quiet. And we thank you for the gift of our tradition, for the faithful ones who saved the stories and the prayers that you left for us. And so we pray you hear us, that you join us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, I pray that we would go forth in the knowledge that this sower of seeds has planted something in each and every one of our lives that will grow, and it will be good, and there will be other things that crop up in our lives that are unwanted, unnecessary, that they choke out light and life sometimes. But that we go forth knowing that in the midst of all of it, God is with us. Our God, whom we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.